Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day of life. My heart is so full of joy for these women right here. Lord, please make sure that Lisa don't get an STD and that nobody has kidney failure, because we finna get messed up. And let me get pregnant by somebody rich. That's all I ask. Amen.
We haven't hung in 5 years. I miss you guys. We need a girls' trip. That's my car.
Not anymore, baby.
What if I just whip out my titties, you know? Okay, a titty.
I'll take a titty for a bike ride.
You sure you want to get turned this weekend with your girls?
I say this out of love.
Preach, girl.
If you are going to come along with us, please refrain from saying things like preach or go girl or any other colloquialisms that you may have looked up on Urban Dictionary.
Girl, bye.
That's my girl.
This weekend is about us. We deserve this. So let's go.
Yeah.
I have to pee. Look, the line is short over there. There's a long line in the bathroom here. Just go for it.
Girls Trip. I've been fucking the title up of this name of the movie for like weeks now. I'm not gonna lie. I've been calling it Girls Night, Night Girls. Everybody been looking at me. I've been telling them I'll go see. They've been looking at me like, what the fuck is that movie? I typed in, nothing comes up. I'm like, and I had to look at it myself. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I meant Girls Trip. Let me set up my premise here. So, recording this on a Wednesday. Saw this on Monday. Comes out this weekend. Dunkirk. And Valerian. And a lot of people thinking that, oh man, this movie, another one of those films, gonna bomb and stuff. I've been defending the fuck out of this movie. I think it's gonna do extremely well. Now, I saw it on Monday morning, or, yeah, no, actually Monday evening, if you will. And I gotta tell you, I went to go see this movie over Dunkirk because, well, I kind of just wanted to get this out of the way. And personally, Dunkirk just showed no interest to me, whatever. And I just wanted to get this out of the way, be honest. Shockingly and surprisingly, I gotta say, this movie is pretty awesome. I haven't seen Valerian yet. I've seen Dunkirk and this so far, but yeah, Nolan, man, I gotta tell you, when Malcolm D. Lee is beating you in a weekend, as far as my concern, that's a problem. This movie was awesome. So, I'm shocked to say that. This is why I gotta give this a little backstory, because I was dreading to see this movie. You know, this came out and got announced around the same time Rough Night did. This Universal Rough Night was made by Sony. It's like the black version of that. And that movie was, Rough Night was better than the trailers portrayed it to be, but still, just eh, whatever. This film coming out, I was like, oh dear God, not one of these movies again here. But, I heavily enjoyed myself. Matter of fact, I would dare say this might be one of my favorite films of the summer type deal right here. This film was awesome. You know, I've been struggling hard. And I'm hoping that the It movie can do that later on this year for horror too as well. But it's been a struggle hard for just a straight up comedy film. I'm not talking about one of those Marvel films where it's action comedy or horror comedy. I'm not talking about any of those kind of things. I'm talking about straight up comedy. The last straight up comedy I remember laughing this hard at might have been 22 Jump Street. I'm a little blanking on some of the years that go by because, what, 22 Jump Street was 2014. I don't remember what was 2015, 16-ish or type deal. Maybe The Martian. Fuck it. That won a Golden Globe for comedy, right? So, but for a straight up just comedy film, especially this year alone where we've had things like Fist Fight, Chips. I'm already blanking on some other films, but I know they were pretty goddamn terrible. Oh, Snatch. Ugh. Fuck up out of here with that. This one just shockingly surprised me. And I had a rating all set up for it, but then I said, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to go ahead and give it the extra bonus here just for the simple fact that it shocked me on how good it was. Go ahead and throw my rating out here right now. It's a high C. It definitely high recommend. Damn, you think about the high seats I gave this summer. Baby Driver, Transformers the Last Night. Does that count as best? No, that's an action comedy. And now Girls Trip. Girls, that's three. I didn't give Spider-Man, Guardians, Wonder Woman, Planet of the Apes. Didn't give any of these films high seats. But Girls Trip, Baby Driver, and Transformers of Last Night. Wow. And you know what? They all had comedy aspects in it. Whether Transformers was blatantly supposed to be there or not supposed to be there. But yeah, I got my laughs out of it. That shit was hilarious. What up, fellas? So I give this film a high C. Let's go ahead and talk about the film now. Tiffany Haddish. Oh, this girl. Do you talk about your new breakout star? You got it right here. She is... she's what Amy Schumer should have been, to be honest. She's going to be that big or whatever. You're going to see this girl around for a while now. This is a breakout star role here for her. But we got a film here with Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, Tiffany Haddish. Tiffany Haddish plays Dina. Jada plays Lisa Cooper. Queen Latifah plays Sasha Franklin. Okay, is Queen really her first fucking name? Or is she still going by her rap name here? I guess we'll find that out. If I click on her title, and we got Regina Hall playing. Oh, hold on, let me set this up. The lovely, the enchanted, the beautiful, the goddess herself. Regina Hall plays Ryan Pierce. Girl, you was piercing my heart every time you just stepped on the screen. Girl. Oh my God, that girl is just so. As Mr. Sean Gallagher would say, bodacious. Beefcake. Oh my God, she is just, oh my God, I love this woman. This woman can do no wrong for, well, never mind, I take that back. When the bow breaks, forgot about that. Either way though, so we got Regina Hall, she's playing Ryan Pierce, and she's kind of like the Oprah of the group. She's got her own, she's a self-made writer for books. She wrote her own book. I think it was titled, I Can Have It All, We Can Have It All, something like that. She's married to, what's the boy, Mike Coulter. He plays Stuart Pearson here. And wow, man, I gotta tell you, he actually showed a personality. You know, because I gotta tell you. And Luke Cage, that Negro gets boring as fuck, all right? I'm like, I don't know if I can make a whole show about this brother. He's actually got charisma up the ass in this film. I actually enjoyed seeing him on there. I was like, wow. So that was just Luke Cage then, okay. And he's kind of a retired baseball player. He's kind of, they're kind of like the couple goal. They give people hope of, you know, what they want to see. She's like the new Martha Stewart / Oprah. You know, everybody loves her. She's got fans. Queen Latifah, she graduated as a journalist with a journalist degree. She used to, I think she was, I can't remember what magazine it was, but she made the cover of this magazine and had a whole article detailed in there and stuff. But now she does like celebrity gossip. She runs her own website with celebrity gossip and this badass apartment too. Forgot where they live. Didn't really say. Jada Pinkett Smith. She has two kids. She's either a nurse or a doctor. They didn't really say. She's wearing scrubs and stuff like that. And she just got out of a terrible divorce about 2 years ago where she had father of her kids and stuff like that. So she's living, either she lives with her mom or her mom lives with her. They didn't really specify that too much, but she's back living the single mom lifestyle. And Tiffany Haddish, well, she's Tiffany Haddish. She's the how do I put it? She's the P1 of the group. So semi, I'm probably a little bit more responsible than she is, but I can tell you this right now. I wouldn't pour that much of 200-year-old absinthe in a fucking cup of already filled up alcohol. So that. Well, I don't know. I think about it. So maybe yes. I know I would fuck her though. That girl's ass is nice. Oh, much better than these other chicks. I was like, oh, not the other chicks that she was with, the other chicks that was in this club that they later on have a dance sequence with. I was like, oof. And I gotta tell you this right now, everybody. You know I love Regina Hall. I'm gonna go ahead and click on this woman though right here. Jada Pinkett Smith. You know what happens, Jada? When you get my attention, you know what happens when you start looking this damn good? You know what happens when you take that grandma teacher dress you had on off and you put on that dress and let that hair down that Regina Hall gave you? You know what happens to that, don't you, Regina? You make the list. Yes, that's right. You just got added to the list of P1's wives because, oh my God, this woman. Oh, she was so fine in this film. Like, I'm talking like, and she was just so great. This is going back to like her Menace to Society days. You know, this was going back to like Jason Lyrics, Jada Pinkett Smith. She had so much charisma and just screen presence on here. You just like, it reminds you of like Angela Bassett. You know, it took you back to the old days. You just like, God damn, girl. Not only she's a beautiful black woman, but she's got like some bass in her voice, and she's short as hell. I didn't even recognize how short she was until watching this movie here. And watching her stand next to like Queen Latifah and stuff like that, you know, she's a short, beautiful black woman, bass in her voice, ain't afraid to stand up for her beliefs, but always tries to play like, you know, she's got those motherly instincts and stuff. I was in love with this woman throughout the film. She need to set them goddamn kids she got up at home. You know what you need to do, Jada? You need to leave Will's ass. That's what it is. Will has fucked you up. That's what it is. Will, you know it's bad. Everybody always think Will was the big star and stuff like that. That motherfucker ain't had a hit since he came back with After Earth or whatever. Meanwhile, Jada, last year, she had Bad Moms, knocked it out of the park before that. Before that, she had Magic Mike. Knocked it out of the park with that, made money and everything. Let's not forget, she did Madagascar 3 before that or whatever. Knocked it out of the park with that, as far as getting her money and stuff like that. Bad Mom, now she got Girls Trip this year. It's going to make, I ain't going to say it's going to make a killing or whatever, but I'm guaranteeing this going to make some money here. This might be giving Nolan a run for his money this week. And Jada, oh my God, girl, I'm in love with you. This is half the, you get a fucking high seat. You get a high seat. You get a Queen Latifah. She's still looking good, too. I'm not going to lie. I was like, damn, girl, you can get it, too. So basically, what was the plot of, what was I talking about now? Oh, yeah, the plot of the movie. That's right. So, Essence, is it Festival? Or I don't know what it's called, but I know it's the Essence Con or whatever. It's kind of like they get all the African-American superstars, if you will, that just dwells into, like, everything. It's like, you know, media, music, movies, authors, fashion, all this stuff, all in just one. It's in New Orleans. And we just find out from, I don't know I don't remember who her agent was in the film. I'm trying to look her, oh, it's Kate Walsh. Kate Walsh, she tells her, hey, you're going to be a keynote speaker at the Essence Festival. So we got to get you to New Orleans because you're about to break this big deal, basically. You know, everybody loves her. And that's where Laura Grice comes in. Bethany, I forgot what company she works for, but she's basically going to be there. She's going to be watching you and Stuart, and she's going to be dividing on whether or not to give you guys a contract to a multi-million dollar deal here. Sounds pretty damn awesome to me, if you ask me. So she decides, let's get the girls together. Let's make this weekend also about us getting back together. We haven't seen each other in 5 years. You know, we graduated. We went to school together, graduated college together. We used to do all these things together, but we just don't get to hang out anymore. You know, so who the fuck is this texting me right now? What you doing? Shit. Trying to get it. Kind of trying to get with Jada Pinkett Smith right now. That's what I'm doing, girl. Shoot, what you doing? Shoot. Goddamn, Jada, leave Will, please. That woman is fine, dude. I've seen Jada recently, like, you know, in Gotham when I saw her and stuff. Even Bad Mom. I was like, oh, she looks good and stuff like that. But it was just something about here. It's just amazing what a woman's personality can do, too, you know. And not to mention that Jada already looks good. But, you know, she never just stuck out in these things where it's just like, but here, such a powerhouse. Oh, love that woman. Anyway, love her now, at least. Let's see, wait till she does something else next then. So they end up getting together, and they meet up all in New Orleans. And apparently, there's some little beef between Queen Latifah and Regina Hall. They don't really go over it. They kind of just say, you know, actually, they do go over it. They're pretty much, Queen Latifah wanted to start her own website with her friends, whatever. And they were gonna do, I forgot what type of business, but they were all gonna go in basically working together. But Regina Hall didn't go that route. She ended up leaving her and became a superstar on her own because, well, as Queen Latifah stated, I couldn't out-talk you from Mr. Pillow Talk over there, you know. And Mike Coulter, that is a sexy-ass man, I gotta say. I gotta tell you, all the men in here, I was like, God damn, if this is the dudes they hooking up with, I ain't got a chance in hell right here. Shit, these motherfuckers are talented. They got some height on them, except for fucking Lorenz Tate here. They sexy as hell. They're talented. Meanwhile, it's me. So yeah, that ain't happening here. I can dance. That's about as far as that conversation is gonna go. Even Tiffany Haddish would be like, "Negro, I don't want your ass." But so they end up getting New Orleans and stuff like that. Only for Queen Latifah's character, who's going broke, by the way. She's I guess they all got their own character choice. She's going broke, and she's hopefully going down here to hopefully get a story out of someone, something here. So because that'll be her big break. Jada Pinkett Smith, yeah, she just needs to get with a man. She hasn't had one in 2 years since breaking up and everything stuff. So basically, her friends post most of the time saying, you need to get some dick in your system. Matter of fact, they even tell her that on the plane. That shit had me laughing. It was like, because, oh yeah, she told Tiffany Haddish, she said, can you tone it down just a bit here? And then she told her, why don't you, you need to tone some dick in your vagina. I was like, damn. I ain't gonna lie, I became one of those black stereotypes. And I was like, shit, and I got it right here, girl. You come up over here. And Tiffany Addis, well, she's just a fun one, so she's just tagging along. She doesn't really have a niche about her. She's just, you know, these are her girls, and she would do anything for them, so she has to be around for them. And so we later find out that Regina Hall, too, this is not just a comedy film. It's got some little bit of drama in here. Queen Latifah's character, she gets a text message, a picture of Mike Coulter's character with some other woman. I forgot who. Oh, Simone, played by Deborah I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, whatever. She's some Instagram bitch, according to Tiffany Haddish on here, who Tiffany Haddish just cannot wait to whoop a motherfucker's ass. I love this woman already. And and they try to spend the most of the movie telling her, you know, you need to leave this dude. You need to confront him, blah, 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 do this. But Regina Hall is kind of set in her place that, you know, no, everything is fine. This is good. You know, and every time she thinks she gets a notch above where she's going to leave, a bigger deal on the table gets set free. You know, she has this thing where she says, I'm beautiful, I'm proud, I'm dominant, you know, I'm all this stuff here. And I gotta tell you, this movie does an absolute phenomenal job of really bringing up her dramatic aspect of the film here, because I gotta tell you, it was the beginning of this movie, I was like, just leave his ass or whatever and stuff like that. But then when everybody started telling them that was working in the industry, saying, you guys are the perfect couple, you bring hope to all these people out here, I definitely get it too, especially coming from Regina Hall's character. It's like, look at all the people she brings hope and inspiration to and stuff like that. See, she really is a role model type. And then not only that, when Laura Grice hands her that paper, and you can see on the screen, too, them zeros that was on that paper, too, where she was like, I want to sign both of you to a deal. This is the offer we're offering you. And even her agent went, oh, shit. And I would have looked at that, too, and just said, like, well, I know you fucking around on me and you still doing it. But we need to work something out here, because, damn, that's a lot of goddamn zeros right there. So the movie does an amazing job as far as putting you in her place of saying, well, what would you do? I mean, this is her time to make it big right here. You know, it's like, if I could just put up with this piece of shit man for, like, I don't know, a week or two just to get this deal signed, then so be it, you know, and plus be this inspiration to women all around the world out here, then, oh, man, you know, we're talking about Oprah level here, and that's exactly the right they went through here. But that's mainly your plot synopsis. Look, I only have one negative about this whole film. How long is this? 2 hours and 2 minutes. All right, well, I thought it was like 2 hours and 12 minutes. I think you could shave about 10 minutes off of it, and it would be just fine. There's a couple of scenes in here I saw. We could have took that out, The grapefruit sequence with Jada Pinkett, I would say you could take that out. But it is pretty damn funny, too, because she's with this sexy-ass dude right here, too, that, like, he gives Cody a run for his fucking money or whatever and shit. Cody, you might got some competition. These Negro might be replacing your ass later. everybody knows I only hire Cody because of his looks and shit like that. Wait a minute, I know this ain't the Negro now. Come on now. He looks a little nerdy in this photo I'm looking at right here. But come on. I hope this ain't him. All right, but either way, though, I'm going to say it is him. But that's a... Kofi Cerebo, he plays Malik in the film, and man, that dude, I ain't gonna lie, he was pretty damn good looking. I was like, damn. Hey, let me get his phone number real quick. Hey, you up for podcasting, brother? Just got a spot open right about now. I have to give Cody that talk and be like, hey, brother, I ain't gonna be doing this no more. Don't call me, I'll call you, you know. Because, damn, he was pretty good-looking, I must say. And they do this little grapefruit sequence here where she uses 2 grapefruits on his dick. But it ends up getting in his eye and burning his pee-pee hole, if you catch my drift here. So it's a later joke that I'll probably get into later here. And his scream was pretty damn funny. But other than that, you probably could have took that out. I would say the movie is just a little long. Other than that, didn't drain me, though, because it's got some good laughs from start to ending here. And I laughed all the way through. I was actually shocked as how hard I laughed at this film. So that is my only complaint. I got nothing but positives of this film. And if the complaint is, it's just you could shave off 5 minutes, 6 minutes, anywhere between the 5 to 10 minute range then. I think it'd be damn near almost perfect in some aspects. And, you know, comedy is kind of subjective, too. So, like, if you don't find this type of humor funny, then I guess that'd probably be a negative for some people. But first thing I want to go off of is talk about the women here. Regina Hall, she's awesome. Leading star all the way here. She is just incredible. And her transformation just from where I've seen her begin her career to where she's at now. She is definitely just a powerhouse in Hollywood here, and I hope that she continues to get bigger roles. Queen Latifah, I haven't seen Queen Latifah this good, and shit, oof, Set It Off, she's fucking awesome in this film. Jada Pinkett Smith, that's another one too here. I mean, I almost forgot that this woman could act in some aspects, you know, because in most of the roles she's been getting lately, she's kind of just been playing the background character in here, but she really did command dominance to the screen here. She definitely has some screen presence. I would say, if it wasn't for Tiffany Haddish, she would have some more screen presence over Queen Latifah and Regina Hall. There's a sequence where they're about to get in. They're in this the club sequence where they meet Simone, the chick that's been cheating on cheating with Mike Coulter's character here. And you think Tiffany Haddish is gonna let loose on this girl? She's like, you know, but I'm not gonna hit you. You know, I'm not gonna take off you. And there was this fist that came out of nowhere. And it was by Jada Pinkett Smith. Jada Pinkett smacked the fuck out of this girl. And I was like, God damn. You know she be hitting Will like that too. Whatever. Like, this scene stuck out like hell. And Jada Pinkett, I ain't gonna lie, a little bit of her Baltimore hood side came out because she started whooping bitches' ass in this place right here and stuff. You know, she may be the tiniest of the group. Oh, but Lord, she was whooping people's ass and stuff like that. So she definitely stuck out to me, you know, and it was great to see her. But God damn, she looked good in this yellow dress she got on IMDb, too, by the way. And Tiffany Haddish, I already said it, breakout star right here. She was awesome in here. I mean, and, you know, the funny thing about her is she is easy. Damn, she's been working a lot, actually. Shit, I'm looking up her IMDb list here. God damn, she's been in a lot of stuff. I don't think I've ever seen any of this stuff. I'm trying to, what was a Christmas wedding? What was that? Let's click on that. What was that? Okay, I don't know what the fuck that is. So never mind. I don't know what any of this stuff is, to be honest. So, Keanu, I don't even remember her in there. Meet the Spark. Oh, fuck me. Okay, well, either way, though. So, she was awesome in here. I mean, she's one of those characters that easily could be annoying as fuck. She basically is kind of the black Kate McKinnon type deal. But she knows how to do it where Kate McKinnon, I could say, like, in other films like Ghostbusters or something like that, where Kate McKinnon sticks out and, like try to almost takes over the screen. I would say Tiffany Haddish, even though her personality is just so out there, there's something about her where she still knows how to hold it back to give the other girls their presence and screen time here, too, as well. Like, she never once got annoying as fuck or just, you know, so in your face, outlandish, or nothing like that. Like, she knew how to be that crazy type of character, but yet still be toned down in some aspects of her character here. And I thought she was just great in this movie. She provides most of the laughs and throughout the whole damn film. I mean, those trailers just don't do it any justice of how funny this girl is. I even looked up some of her stand-up yesterday and stuff, and I was like, this girl is awesome, dude. I was listening to this one right here. I got this clip right here where she was like, I don't want to learn hard in school. I found it to be hilarious.
I was supposed to go to college. I got accepted in the
NYU. At the Laugh Factory.
I got accepted in the NYU, and I was going to be a big student there and everything. I was planning on being straight A's and stuff, and then they had told me how much I had to pay a semester, and I was like, oh no, I don't know how I'm going to get that kind of money every semester. That's a lot of dicks to suck. I don't know if I want to learn that hard. I don't want to learn that hard. I really don't. I don't want to be on my back like that or nothing. Like, that's not worth it. I don't think education is that important. No. Definitely not going to be on no stripper pole. My knees is bad. I think... I don't want to.
She's fine as hell, too, by the way. I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at this video of her. I'm like, God damn, girl, you are gorgeous. It makes me wish I would have seen some of your stand-up just to spot you out before you got to the big stardom here and stuff. But, no, she's just awesome. I mean, every time she opens up her mouth, it's something funny. And I love the sequence when they first see Mike Coulter's character. And, like, they think it's the girl that they caught her cheating with or on the picture and stuff like that. And the first thing Jada and Queen Latifah does, they go like, now, Dina, you need to calm down. She's like, oh, I'm calm. I just want to go have a talk with him real quick. Just a little chat with her. And she starts, like, slowly, as she's talking, taking her earrings off. And he's like, why are you taking your earrings off? She's like, it's just a chat or whatever. And they did this thing in slow motion where she ran towards her. Like, she did some football shit. She hopped over a bench and stuff. And she grabbed the nearest bottle. I think it was Dom Perignon. She broke that bottle and pointed it right in front of him. And she was like, I ought to cut your dick off, you little fuck. I mean, just every chance they could take at shooting Mike Coulter down when they just found out the more dirty shit he kept doing. I can't remember the line that Queen Latifah told him when they found out that he got the Instagram hell pregnant towards the end, and he comes to, like, let her know, you know, talk to her, Regina Hall's character about it, and Queen Latifah opens the door, let him in. I can't remember the line she told him, but I was like, God damn. And I was like, you better watch out. Queen Latifah looked like she'll fuck you up, too. Like, that is a woman I would not cross. I'm not going to lie. Like, she's gorgeous and all. She's got that gorgeous-looking face and stuff and them big-ass titties or whatever and stuff like that. But she's got them big-ass heavy hands or whatever. And it looked like she'll knock your ass out in one hit and stuff. She told him, it was something like on the lines, you punk-ass bitch. But it was just the tone how she said it. And it was just like, damn. And even he had to look like, yeah, I know I fucked up, whatever and stuff. Lorenz Tate comes in. He's pretty damn awesome for the little bit he's got to do. You know, he plays a character that comes in. He's one of he's the bass guitarist for Neo. Does music for Neo and stuff like that. Neo come out here and he does Because of You, which I gotta say, I actually like the music that was played in here too. They had some great musical sequences in here. The one with Neo is probably my favorite because they did Because of You, but it was like a, it felt like a jazz style version of you. And, you know, he got the dancing tit in that hat. And I ain't gonna lie, I was getting into that. I was just like, you know, I was humming the thing. I was like, not gonna lie, I played the song after I got out of the theater as well, too. And was just humming the hell out of it on the way home. The one musical choice I will say is they brought Diddy and Mace back on stage. And do, bad, 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 bad boy. But what was so funny about that was Tiffany Haddish and them were backstage, and she's got like her titties out and shit like that. And Diddy, he puts his son down and he's like, girl, come up on stage right now. Come up here real quick, you know? And he's dancing all up on her, and he's just like, well, he's like, yeah, I'm fucking this tonight. He looked like, you guys remember in Chappelle's show when they did the real world, not in the real world, what was that show Diddy's? Was it Rock the Band or something like that? Either way, though, Dave Chappelle did like a skit of that where he played Diddy himself and stuff. That's what Diddy was looking like. He had his mouth open. He's like, I started laughing my ass. I was like, this goddamn fool. I was like, Cody was right. This Negro ain't never been good. But his acting in this movie, he sold it damn near and stuff. I mean, I can't remember most of the jokes that happened, whatever. Well, at least I can't remember them line for line. But I gotta tell you, you're damn near gonna have a good time. This was probably, besides like Spider-Man or something like that, this movie, well, just like Spider-Man, I guess, in a way, this movie felt really refreshing, I must say. I was like just so refreshed on how great this movie was, how funny it was, and like beating myself over the head on just like, I can't believe I like went to go see this just out of spite, just to get it over with, or whatever. You know, it really just it made me take a back, and just thought like, wow, this might be not only my favorite movie of the summer, but I'll probably thought this is like I remember when About Last Night came out, and we got to about May, and I said About Last Night is probably in my top five favorite films of this year for just how good it was, what they did with that film, you know, and I would say the same thing right here too. Like, this probably, well, we're about to get into the fall now, whatever, but I would say as of right now, this has an amazing chance of being in my top 10 films right here, and easily probably my favorite film of the summer. It's just a great time in the theater. At the screen I was with, everybody was clapping, had an applause. I heard a lot of laughters in the film. I laughed so many times. I can't remember the last time I laughed this much in a theater. These girls, the best thing they do is these girls really have some great chemistry. They really did feel like they were just friends. Like, not even just for this film. Like they literally been chatting with each other for years now. The chemistry just came off really well. I love the dramatic aspect that they have in this film. What they do with Regina Hall in the film really came across in Broad, that it wasn't just that simple to leave them. But I remember saying in my head, you know, don't worry about having to be an it couple to make it into fame. Well, what you guys gonna do? She gave this very powerful speech towards the end of the film about womanhood and sisterhood and stuff like that, especially for black women as well too. And it really did come across as well. You know, it was one of those things where you kind of wish there were black women in theater. Go, you tell them, girl. And I remember just saying in my head, you know, I know you guys came in as a couple on this entertainment deal here or whatever, but I'm telling you, that speech you just gave right now, I wouldn't be shocked if you get a singles deal, because women empowerment right there in that speech you just gave was a lot more powerful than the shit you were spewing when you were with that man here. So it does give a lot of fucking positivity towards being independent as well, and just being a single woman on your own, doing what you got to do and stuff. I can't believe how much of this movie I'm gassing up to be. I actually, you know, I'm fresh off Dunkirk and this. Whatever. I actually like this a lot more than Dunkirk. You know, Dunkirk was fucking boring. But I highly recommend people go see this film. Not just because, you know, it has the comedy of it is really good. Well, that is one aspect of it too. But it really does have a good story to tell. And this director here, you know, with me, I mean, this guy, Malcolm D. Lee, man, he could be hit or miss. I'm telling you right here. I mean, did this dude, I remember he did the Best Man movies, Best Man Holiday back in 2013. I remember me and Lehu at the time, I really didn't want to see this film. But, man, it came out as such a surprise, too, after, what was it, like 14 years since the first film, The Best Man, came out. 14 years or whatever, and for a sequel to come out that long, be so good, you know. But then again, he also did Scary Movie 5, which was the movie that Lena said, fuck this, I'm done now. And that was the review that just ended whatever shot we had there. I mean, but then he's done, like, Barbershop, The Next Cut last year, and he's like, he did Soul Man, though. He's the Best Man, but then he also did films like Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins, and Roll Bound. Roll Bounce starring Nick Cannon. Oh, God. This guy, talk about a director that really can be 50-50, and he comes across as that as well, too. And the funny thing is, I know a lot of people that like a lot of these movies, maybe with the exception of Scary Movie 5. I know Barbershop Next Cut got really highly rated. I don't remember Welcome Home, Roscoe Jenkins. I remember it sucked ass for me, but, you know, whatever. He also did Undercover Brother as well, too. And he's working on the trilogy, Best Man Wedding, coming out next year. Don't know when that's coming out, but I'm actually looking forward to that film. He's already got two great movies. Damn, is he going to join that good trilogy list right there? Because his first two films are pretty damn good. So this guy, he could be either hit or miss so far. I would say he's more on a hit list right here, bringing out this comedy here. And once again, the best thing I can say out of this is just the camaraderie that these women have. Yeah, I'm definitely giving this a high seed. I recommend this for everyone to go see this. This is probably, what month is it? This is July, right? This might be my favorite film of July, if not the favorite film of the summer. I got to go back and forth when we get to our top five list and throw it out there. But I actually had a good time, had a lot of laughs. I actually want to see this again. I want more of this. I might go get some of my homegirls and be like, let's get a girls trip going on real quick, you know. Sure, let's go watch. Matter of fact, one of them texted me right now. I'm be like, you need to get the girls together, we gotta go see this film. Might be the only dude in there. Be like, y'all got y'all M&Ms? Okay, now I want y'all getting up now. This is a funny part right here. This is one of those films too where you just like, when a person is laughing, you tell them, okay, and you already seen it, you go like, shh, you need to hear this part, it's funny right here, just funny, go listen to it. It's awesome. Oh, and I gotta tell you too, this is one of the first times, unlike Think Like a Man 2, this is the first time where they threw musical sequences in here where you think they're going to be music videos. It was awesome in here. They did a dance number in here when they were in that club sequence. I got to say, I was with it. I was like, and Jada was getting down too. I was like, I saw Jada get on that dance floor and I was like, you know, I forgot that girl was in art school and stuff like that. That girl, she knows how to dance and get her ass down. And sure enough, she was working and she was making these other girls look like. It was funny because they made a joke. It was like, who are these old bitches in here or whatever. Jada was telling you, who the hell you think you are or whatever. Damn. She might be the talented one out of that Smith family. Jada, I'm telling you, girl, lead they asses, whatever. You too fine for that. She was, I know, because it was funny, because the whole movie they was playing, like, every dude was checking her out in this film, whatever, and, like, she was just, like, shocked. She's like, girl, was he looking at me? And it's like, Jada, did you not look in the mirror? What, you got this, she had this black dress on, her hair was curly and let down, so I was like, you are fine than a motherfucker in here. I mean, like, god damn, girl, you are hot. Woo, that's a bad woman right there. And she even had this line in this film. I hate this term too, where bad bitch. I remember me and my ex used to make fun of women that said that, but Jada just said it with so much confidence. She was just like, I'm a bad bitch and you better recognize. She said something like that, whatever, on the terms. And I was just like, you damn straight, girl. Go get it. And that's what I'm talking about. And hopefully I'm there too, so you can get it, whatever. Oh, man, Jada gets a high seat just alone. But go check this movie out. Definitely, you're going to have a great time. I'm going to go see it again. Hell, I'm going to go sit by my door and wait till Saturday comes around or Friday when this movie comes out so I can go see Pete this again. Don't worry, I'll wait. Don't worry, Jada. I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming.
Hell no. Now, I've known about this for a few months now. But that's in the past. This picture was taken last night.
We need to talk.
There ain't nothing you need to say to her that you can't say in front of us.
Take my slider.
Just tag him in a ball. Today is the last day that we will ever be this young.
I have not had this much fun in so long.
I got what you need right here. This is 200-year-old abstinence. If you drink too much of it, it's gonna have you hallucinate.
Do you
not
feel funny? Feel me, don't feel me.
Feel special.
You coming to get me, guy?
You put something in them drinks, ain't
you? You know I got some bomb-ass kush if you want to take a hit.
Where did you hide?
Where the sun don't shine.
You know what? That can cause a lot of infection.
Girl, you can't get no infection in your booty hole. It's a booty hole.